Well, while ranchers and other people around the country, including food stamp recipients, wait for the passage of the Farm Bill, there's a bigger story in Washington. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, welcome to the program.
Hi, John.
Todd, I think I may be dreaming. You want to listen to something here?
Sure.
This is House Speaker John Boehner.
They pushed us into this fight to defund Obamacare and to shut down the government. Most of you know, my members know, that wasn't exactly the strategy that I had in mind. But if you'll recall, the day before the government reopened, one of the people, one of these groups, stood up and said, well, we never really thought it would work. Are you kidding me?
Is that John Boehner turning on the Tea Party? Am I dreaming?
No, that's exactly what it is now. Let's parse a little bit. John Boehner not turning on the Tea Party per se. This is an inside Washington story with big implications. John Boehner turning on Tea Party and conservative affiliated groups, big money groups that give money to conservatives who primary, who challenge Republicans, give money, make commercials, attack them, monitor their votes. That's who he's going against. He's tired of it. In the last couple days, John, he's been not only ranting into microphones to reporters, but going in conference with his fellow Republicans and giving much the same speech, saying, tell these guys finally to back off.
And the gloves are really off. Listen to this.
I think they're misleading their followers. I think they're pushing our members in places where they don't want to be. And frankly, I just think that they've lost all credibility.
Now, have they lost all credibility before or after John Boehner, as Speaker of the House, has lost all credibility in his ability to actually control his caucus? He feels a little late to the game here, Todd. What's the epiphany?
That's the question of whether this newfound indignation with these groups is going to do John Boehner any good going forward here. Look, he's talking about groups like Freedom Works, Heritage Action, the Senate Conservative Fund. There are others. Some of those names might be familiar to people outside the Beltway, but they've got millions of dollars backed by some big, big, powerful conservative forces. Look, I talked to a bunch of Boehner's people after this happened because you think, look, he's a professional. He's been in this business 30 years. He doesn't lose his temper like that. There's lots of ways to vent. This must have been strategic. And they say, no, we didn't know it was coming, but this is 3 years in the making. It wasn't just their urging conservatives to vote against this Ryan Murray budget deal that passed yesterday in the House. It wasn't just that. It was 3 years in the making. They said, look, they opposed the Budget Control Act. They opposed the Super Committee. They cornered us on the shutdown. They cornered us on Obamacare, and the boss is sick of it. And he wants to gain some control going forward. Now, look, it's not all just rhetoric. Do you want a good example of the fact that a lot of House members agree with John Boehner on this? Look at the vote on the Ryan Murray budget plan that those very conservative groups, John, opposed yesterday. They said, hey, conservatives, you're going to lose your rating with us if you vote for this. You might lose some money if you vote for this. Do you know that 169 Republicans voted with Boehner, not with the conservative groups? He showed them with numbers, not just with words.
What are the numbers, though, that some of these lawmakers are looking at that they think that they can either escape a lower conservative rating or escape the wrath of a lower conservative rating, if that's what happens here, or gain support from constituents who might be frustrated with the gridlock on Capitol Hill?
It's different for every single member, and there's no one answer to that. I think in terms of yesterday's vote, what you saw was a repudiation of the shutdown strategy. Remember the whole Ted Cruz business, Obamacare, the debt limit going into the shutdown. Nobody can forget that. Well, the one thing, even though there was a little bit higher spending that this Ryan Murray budget deal did, was guarantee no shutdown for about a year and a half. And a lot of Republicans, even some conservatives, think that it was such a disaster that they wanted to vote to repudiate that entire strategy and any possibility of it happening again near an election, and that's exactly what they did.
So the Senate has been working all night for the last two nights. Have they just been dealing with Senate-only appointments, or do they believe that the House is going to actually follow through on some bills that are coming from the Senate?
Well, everything's backed up. What's been going on with this Senate working through the night, John, I'm sorry to say, is not a whole great deal of substance. It's a whole lot of internecine Senate bickering and fighting. This is a post-nuclear option battle between Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid. When Harry Reid invoked a nuclear option and they said, hey, no more filibusters on administration nominees except the Supreme Court, Mitch McConnell said, you're going to regret this. And now Republicans are using all of the time available to them under the rules, even though there's no filibuster, to delay every single nominee that's on the calendar. Democrats are responding in their own sort of procedural arm race. And what are they doing? They're going all night long, giving speeches to empty chambers, voting in the middle of the night to clear some judicial but also some more mundane administration nominees. Now, there's some substance backed up behind this. You just talked to Mr. Kamak about the farm bill. There's an extension of the farm bill for 3 months, which has been passed by the House, that's backed up behind the Senate fight that they were going to try to pass before this is all over. Turns out Harry Reid's not going to pass that. The farm bill's not going to be extended. But there's also the defense authorization. There's the Murray Ryan budget plan that has to be passed before people go home. And it's all backed up behind this stuff, and they could be in session 24 hours a day, voting in the middle of the night and in the middle of the day until Saturday night, John.
All right. So, the backlog is something we see every year, and we'll just have to see how that turns out. And we're going to be talking to you about that between now and the end of the year. But when the dust clears and we reconvene in January, it's going to be a different landscape. Number one, Boehner has, made it clear that he's not going to allow this conservative caucus within the House to dictate things. What's going to be the implication there? And the nuclear option, the whole filibuster rule issue, has changed the landscape in the Senate as well. Next year could be pretty interesting.
It could, and it's also an election year, of course, as you mentioned. You've already seen some of the fallout from the nuclear option decision. The big nuclear option item is going to be on some high-profile administration nominees, and hey, will we have a Supreme Court nominee in the next couple of years? That'll be when there's a lot of payback on that. But there are a couple points early in the year where you can already see this John Boehner move potentially having an effect. There's going to be a farm bill deal soon, John. They're close to one already. A lot of conservatives aren't going to vote for that thing because of spending. John Boehner might be able to rein them in. Also, the debt limit. Remember that? That has to be renewed in February. John Boehner looks like he's trying to gain some leverage on getting the debt limit passed so that they don't have to have another threat of a default.
And I guess his nuclear option would be to unite with the Democrats to pass the debt limit.
Right. Well, there is going to be some combination, yes, but you need as many Republicans as possible, and he doesn't want FreedomWorks messing enough for him.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, on a change of scene, a change of the winds, certainly, among conservatives in the House of Representatives. John Boehner has a very different view of the Tea Party, and, of course, they're going all-nighters in the Senate. Todd, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
You bet. You too, John.